Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Amazing truth revealed about the Equality Act during one of the House committee hearings. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, this was not expected. The Democratic-led House had a committee hearing on H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, and one of the individuals that was testifying actually testified against the act. And it's amazing because this individual has some background. She, in fact, is a self-described radical lesbian feminist and former law and policy co-chair of Baltimore's LGBTQ Commission. And she testified before the committee with a surprising revelation of truth of what will become reality if, in fact, H.R. 5 becomes law. And for those who are wondering what H.R. 5 is, this is a bill that we've been talking about before on Faith and Freedom. It is a bill working its way through the House, and also it has a Senate companion version, and it would include sexual orientation and gender identity in an expansive reach of the federal government in, frankly, every area of our lives. So, amazing truth of reality coming from this committee hearing.
Well, you know, as a woman, I mean, she sees the reality of what will happen. And she made some very bold and true statements. You know, if H.R. 5 goes into law, for example, she said, male rapists will go to female prisons because they say they identify as a woman, and they will likely assault female inmates. And this has already happened in the U.K., female survivors of rape will be unable to contest male presence in women's shelters. Can you imagine that? Being a victim of rape and having men
right.
come in and say, no, I want to sleep with the women.
They're already suffering from the trauma, and
yeah.
that trauma lasts for many years. We represented someone in a situation that was working out in Planet Fitness, and when she went into the women's restroom, she saw this man in the restroom. This woman, a number of years earlier, had been the victim of a sexual assault. That trauma stays with people for many years. It doesn't just go away in many cases. And so when she entered this changing room and restroom, and this man is there claiming that he is identifying as a female, but clearly male, the trauma that that person experiences to be in this closed, private area with a man is something that, you know, is incalculable. And this person, again, we just want to emphasize, the person that's testifying is not someone from a conservative organization. It's not coming from one of the organizations that you would expect. This person, Julia Beck, is a self-described radical lesbian feminist and the former law and policy co-chair of Baltimore's LGBTQ Commission. And she is testifying to what you just mentioned mm-hmm. and more. She also says men, if H.R. 5 becomes law, she warns, men will dominate women's sports, and girls who would have taken first place will be denied scholastic opportunity. In fact, there was one recent sports event where men posing as women got number one and the number two spot. And so they knocked out two otherwise qualified females because they entered into the female competition.
You know, we talked about that on a previous program too. And you've got men competing with women, like in boxing, for example. There was one man who really broke the woman's eye socket because he physically is so much more powerful, you know. And these women that have trained for years, they will be totally just knocked out of their any kind of possibility of ranking in their sport because a man could just come in and say, well, I identify as a woman. Well, number one, how insulting is that to a woman who is trained? And number two, I'm sorry, but you're not a woman.
Exactly. And again, here, let's go through some other bullet points. These are highlights of what Julia Beck testified to. And we've said this all along, but this is coming from someone who has a completely different worldview, a radical self-described lesbian feminist, and someone who is in a position in her past and in the present to promote LGBTQ issues. She also says women who use male pronouns to talk about men may be arrested, fined, and banned from social media platforms. That's already happened in some places, particularly in Canada, where Twitter has shut down a particular person's account because she says a man is a man. A man cannot be a woman in her Twitter feed. Girls will stay home, she said, from schools when they have their periods to avoid harassment by boys in mixed sex toilets.
And you know, Matt, that's happening in the UK as well. I've seen a picture of the bathrooms. They try to merge them together, and girls naturally go to the one side, boys naturally go to the other. But many of the girls are staying home from school because they're embarrassed.
We have had situations where parents have contacted us and said that their little daughter soils themselves, and it's more than one situation, because they are afraid to go in the girls' bathroom because there's boys in there.
I know, you can't blame
them. And so they hold themselves as long as they can, and unfortunately, they can't make it through the entire day, so they soil themselves. And that's even more embarrassing. Can you imagine that? But they're afraid to go in the girls' bathrooms. We should not be putting little girls through this. And in fact, there's a protest that just recently happened in a school in the United States.
Oh, yeah, they took off the doors of the bathroom stalls, didn't they?
Well, they did, but this other one I'm thinking about is where the girls at 10 o'clock in the morning staged a walkout protesting because the school was going to allow boys into the restroom. And they said, we don't want to have boys into our restrooms. She also says that girls and women will no longer have a right to ask for female medical staff or intimate care providers, including elderly or disabled women who are at serious risk of sexual abuse. She says female security officers will no longer have the right to refuse to perform pat-down or intimate searches of males who say they're female. And she also points out, and these are just highlights of her testimony, women undergoing security checks will no longer have the right to refuse having those searches performed by men claiming a feminine identity.
You know, Matt, this just sounds like a nightmare, but it really is not. This will be reality.
And she says, Julia Beck says, quote, it's already happening, and that's only going to get worse, close quote. That's Julia Beck, a self-described radical lesbian feminist and former law and policy co-chair of Baltimore's LGBTQ Commission. She was called to testify in favor of H.R. 5. And boy, she actually said some solid truth that we've been saying, and she has raised the red flag. Don't pass H.R. 5. And let me tell you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We could spend days and weeks talking about all the different nuances that H.R. 5 will transform. And get this, you say, well, in the past, they've always had exemptions for churches and religious organizations. And you know what has happened in some situations where laws have been proposed and they exempt churches, the churches have just become silent. Well, it doesn't apply to me, so I'm going to back away. Guess what? It applies to churches because this has no exemption for churches or religious organizations. So this includes your restrooms, shower rooms, your overnight stays, your hiring, your firing, your promotion, who teaches in your school and in your church, the use of your facilities for weddings and other events, baby showers and so forth. And it goes on and on and on. And if you don't comply, you say, well, I'm not going to comply. I've got a religious objection. I'll fight that. Well, the law says you can't raise the free exercise of religion under federal law as a defense or a claim. Mm-hmm. It's non-existent. And you say, well, I'm just not going to comply. Well, here's the consequences. Lawsuits, fines, loss of tax exemption. What about if you're a college or school? Same thing, except loss of accreditation. What happens when a college loses accreditation? You can't accept student loans, number one. Number two, students won't come to many of those colleges because they want to go on to higher education, etc. Those other places of higher education require graduation from an accredited school. So the consequences are enormous. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5. Learn about this. Tell your pastor and your leaders, your community of friends, and make a difference. Sign the petition, lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.